Shadaloff is one of many entries to the country of Kuz. It has some of the most attractive features, starting with the hilly border of the village, where stayed remainders of orchards, terraces and fenced in gardens. The village occupies the edge of a terrace connecting the valleys of rivers Orcus, Chambon and Pavin. The local geology rests on the alternation of phases of sedimentation and volcanic deposits escaped from mountain guilds and accentuated by the erosions of rivers. This process is more complex than it appears. From the ground to the walls, we can observe the many phases of the geology's history. The light color of the stoneware and the limestone are heightened by the deep black color of basalts. These contrasting colors take us thousands and millions of years back in history. New restoration have revealed a contrast polychromy that was often masked in facade by fillers defenders. The round relief on which the church rests could indicate the existence of a medieval motte that dates back to before the year 1000. Archives attest that Shadaloff existed in the 8th century. Until 17,000, the main lord of the area is the abbot of Issoire. From the first Romanic construction, the church was reshaped during the Gothic period and then in the 19th century. Its extra height could betray a stake in medieval defense. The village was strengthened around the 14th century to help reduce the chronic insecurity consecutive to the 100 Years' War. The village of Neschi and Sauvagnat were also strengthened. The danger was permanent since there was a big road that went from north to south of the realm. The road goes along the lands of Shadaloff. That explains the need to protect men and harvests from all dangers. The wine civilization from Auvergne shelters profound cellars. These cellars can be accessed through narrow streets, open passages and steep stairways. To discover the district, there are two different but complementary itineraries that can be taken. The first route is circular and take you through the streets called Rue des Forts and Rue de la Save. The second consists of a crossing throughout from the Place de la Tour and the Passage des Vignerons. Outside, the circular tower has two arches. In contrast diagonally, there is a high square tower raised with bretèche, to which is attached a former oven. Then we strongly recommend you to go to the street called Rue de la Vieille Fontaine. Linger near the fountain built in 1849. It has a long rectangular pond provided with four beaks overflows decorated with fleurons. Lower, there is the first sample of dovecote that is built on a steep roof. You can now join the brook and the wash house of the Riff through the gardens. The brook is dominated in the middle slope by a circular dovecote of a second model. It is circular with a low roof that is probably of seigneurial origin. The colombiculture used to be very developed, both for the consumption and for the production of fertilizer.